Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Psalm 95. Psalm 95. And we'll begin with the sixth verse. Psalm 95, beginning with the sixth verse. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our Lord, our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. From the beginning of time, we've been tempted and we've failed. From the Garden of Eden to the Garden of Gethsemane, desire has been something that we've had to overcome. In the Garden of Eden, it was perverted. Perverted because Adam and Eve saw something, they desired it, and the devil slithered in. They were tempted and they fell. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had a desire to fulfill the Word of God, a desire to do what God wanted. Even though it was difficult. How difficult? So difficult, he shed blood. Yes. The tears that came down his face were blood. But not my will. Thine be done, Lord. His desire was to serve his father, to do what his father wanted. But sometimes we're not this way. We want what we desire. What's more important, dear ones? Our will or the will of the Father? Think about it. If we desire to please God, we do what he wants us to do. The rest is put behind us. If we desire what we want, we just go ahead and do it. What is more important? What is more important to you? God's will or what you want? Many people have fallen, as we read through the Bible, because they hardened their hearts. They hardened their hearts. The verse 8 says, harden not your heart as in the provocation and in the days of temptation in the wilderness. For 40 years, the people of Israel tempted God. They desired so much. They wanted idols. They lusted. They went after the things that they wanted. And God put up with it for 40 years. When they were hungry, they murmured. God fed them. When they were thirsty, they murmured. God gave them to drink. When they were at the sea and Pharaoh was coming, they murmured. God opened the sea. What did God have to do for them before they understood that he was on their side? What does God have to do for you and I before we realize that he loves us, that he is here for you and I? He gave his most prized possession for you and I, his son. His son had to leave a beautiful place, come down here and suffer. For you and I. And how do we treat him for this? By doing what we want and not what he wants. I know we all go through things, hard places, illnesses, problems in the family. A lot of things happen in our lives. And when we're going through them, it's difficult. It's very difficult. But do we turn to our own decisions? Or do we turn to God? For he is our God, the seventh verse says. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, can you hear his voice? Can you hear it? He's talking to you. Yes, dear ones, he's talking to you. It's not a scream. It's not a shout. It's a little whisper in your ear. I love you. I love you. Who loves you more than our Lord Jesus Christ? He went through so much for you and I, dear ones. Pharaoh hardened his heart. What happened to Pharaoh? Basically destroyed Egypt. Saul hardened his heart. The Lord punished him. Down through the ages, dear ones, they started with power in the kingdoms. Saul, he started out beautifully. But seeing the power he had and what he had, he hardened his heart. Solomon started out beautifully. What did he ask for? He asked for wisdom. What a beautiful thing to ask for. Wisdom. Made him to understand. I wish I was wiser. Because sometimes I say, Lord, what do I do about this? What do I do about that? But Solomon fell. Why? He hardened his heart. He lusted. He turned to idols. How many times does God have to show us that hardening of our hearts gives us failure? Desire. Desire can be a good thing. It can be a very good thing if you desire the things of the Lord. But if you desire what the flesh wants, you fail. Every time we do something that we think is good, but God has told us it's not, haven't we failed? I like to go places. I like to do things. I like to see a ball game. I like to do all these things. But there is a time and a place for each thing. And the time is when God wants you to do something and you say, I've got another thing to do. Now maybe a soul is lost because you didn't follow God's leading. God wants you to do something and you fail to do it. Something else happens. It doesn't work out right. Don't let the devil come to you and whisper beautiful things in your ears that this is good and that's good, because the only joy we have is in the Lord. The songs we sing, the praises that we raise up to Him, your testimonies fill my heart with joy because God is working. God is doing things. But if we turn to our own ways, these are the things that drag us down. I go to the nursing home sometimes, and these people are on their last days. Seems like every time I go back, somebody says, oh, this brother passed away, this man passed away, that woman passed away. That's why, dear ones, you and I are responsible before God to spread the word. You might find someone on their last day. Maybe they want to commit suicide. But God puts you in their path. Why? Because He knows what they want to do. And maybe He puts you there for a reason. Remember. Remember. God comes first. Our desires are last. Our God is high above all the earth. When we sing these songs of praise, we're singing to Him. Do you know what that means to Him? To hear those words that we're singing? He doesn't care what kind of a voice you have. He don't care if you're a soprano, an alto, or you're off key. He knows through those songs how much you love Him. When you cry out to Him in prayer, He hears those prayers. That's music to His ears. Is that asking so much? To sing a song of praise? To get down on our knees and pray? Our God is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord, the first verse says. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Let us remember this, dear ones. Our God is a great God, a loving God, and he's here for you and I. Put him first in your life. Let your desires be on the back burner. Put God first. He deserves it. And don't forget, most of all, our God is the God. He is the only God. In the name of the Lord.